ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are, Baruch Hashem, nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated Shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Lomdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Tmura Dav Zayin. The Gemara here at the top of the Amud is discussing the sheet of Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's an additional Chiyuv Malkus for one who's mekabel the dam of a Baal Mum. The Maisa of the Gemara comes out that the Machlekes Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda is handled on the Pasuk Umiyad Ben Nechar Lisakrivu. If one takes a look in Parshas Emor, the Parsha of Mumim, there are four times it says in the Pesukim, the Loshon of Leisakrivu, this is the fourth time, Miyad Be'necher Leisakrivu, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, we learn from this additional Pasuk that there's another Chiyuv Malkus for being Mekabel the Dam of a Baal Mum. According to the Tanakama, that Pasuk, Miyad Be'necher Leisakrivu, is needed to tell us, Salkodaita Chamino, Hoyov Leinitztavu B'nei Noyach Ela Al Mechusarei Vorim, Leishtam B'mizbeach Didhu, Leishtam B'mizbeach Didon, Kamash Malon. Since the din is that if a ben noyach makes his own bama, he's allowed to bring a bal mum on that mizbeach. The only thing he cannot bring is a mechusar eiver. If it's missing an entire limb, one would also think that a goy can bring a bal mum even on the mizbeach shebe migdosh. For that, you need an additional pasuk. This is true according to the maskana of both the shaynis in the Gemara that the machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is in how to learn that pasuk umiyad ben nechar leisakrivu. Now this din, which the Tanakam learns from the pasuk, Mashmari says he's talking about the psul of a Baal Mum on the carbon of a Goy. We would have thought that there is no psul Baal Mum on the carbon of a Goy, which is brought on the Mizbeach, just like when it's brought on the Bama, there is no psul. Kephuza Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is also masking him to the din of the Tanakama, just he holds you don't need a separate pasuk. Even without that, we would know that Rabbi Noach cannot bring a Baal Mum on the Mizbeach. Now what about as far as the Isser to be makar of a Baal Mum? So Bestamba carbon of a Goy has the Isser as well. The Lashon of the pasuk is written by Lashon Isser, Miyad ben Necher lo yisakrivu. However, the question would be, exactly how many Yisroel would he be over if he's makriv a carbon of a goy? For being makriv a carbon of a Yisrael, we saw one could be over up to 5 lavin. He's over on the Hakdosha, on the Shchita, on the Zriko, Haktoras Miktas, and Haktoras Kuloy. And according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, he's over a 6th for the Kabbalah Saddam as well. And the question would be, what about by carbon Akum? Do all of these Yisroel, do all these lavin also apply? So the Rambam Perek Aleph, Hilchus Yisroel Mizbeach, after bringing all of the lavin, all of the malchus that one could get for being makar of a Baal Mum, and Halacha Vav, he says, V'loi karbonis yisrael belvad, ela af karbonis hagoyim, im ekrivan v'hein baal mumin loike, shenemar, umiyad benecher li sakrivu esachem alekechem mikol eile. After one brings all of the malchus that one gets, he says, not only by your karbon yisrael, by your karbon akam as well, kevchut adram would mean to say that all of these lavin, all of these malchus would also apply by your karbon akam. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadik Beis, Sifkot on Gimel, he's medayik from the Sefer HaChinuch that he holds not like the Rambam. Because the Sefer HaChinuch, when he brings this Pasuk, Miyad Ben Necher Lisakrivu, he says this is a lav shloi lehakir of carbon balmum miyad hagoyim, not to be makir of a carbon balmum which a goy brings. The Sefer HaChinuch writes, Noi heges bekoyhanim, this mitzvah is noig by koyhanim. The Mashmoy says that it's not shaykh for Yisrael to be over this Isser. Koyhanim would do the avoid in the base of Mikdash, if they're makar of a carbon of a guy with the mum that river, but Yisrael, who anyways does not do that void in the base of Migdosh, this lav does not apply to them. And the Minchas Chinuch asks, the Chayra, Yisrael is kosher for Shechita, as we know. If so, the lav should apply to Yisraelim as well. If they do Shechita on the carbon Akum, which has a mum, he also should be over a lav. As far as the Hakdosha, that is no discussion, the stomach because the guy himself does the Hakdosha. The guy himself for sure was not given this lav. This pasuk Miyad Ben Necher Lisakrivu is talking about Yisrael being makriv a carbon akum with a mum on behalf of the guy. So the whole discussion is which parts of the akrova, if a yid does it on behalf of the guy, he's chayv malchus. Again, Minchas Chinuch is medayik. Mashmois of the Sefer HaChinuch is that there is no lav for Yisrael to do the shechita of a carbon akum with a mum. For now, the Sefer HaChinuch says that this mitzvah is only noyig b'koyanim. And Minchas Chinuch explains, Akrachi, you have to say b'das the chinuch. That this pasuk Miyad Ben Necher Leisakrivu, it's not the pshat that the Torah is coming to include a carbon akum in the whole parasha of Mumin, and to say that it's parallel to a carbon Yisrael. If that was the case, it would have all of the same dinim, all of the same lavin. Rather, the Torah is coming to say a separate iser and one who's makir of the carbon of a guy with the mum. Therefore, since you only have one pasuk, you don't have all the psukim like we do by a carbon Yisrael to be marred by all the different avodos. Since there's only one pasuk, so we say that it's talking about the avoda of zrika. Zrika is the ikar avoda of a carbon. We find other places when the Torah says lashon of lo sakriv, which referring to the zrika. That's how the Minchas Chinuch understands b'das the sefer achinuch. There will only be one lav for being zerik the dam of a carbon akum which has a mum. However, the Minchas Chinuch asks on this. He says this is not the parshas of our Gemara. The lashon of our Gemara is salka daita chamin. I would have thought hayuv leinitzavu bein noach ela al mechus veivurim loishtam bezbeach ledu loishtam bezbeach didon kamash malon. Kipurti kamash malon means to say that the pasuk is telling us not like this svara. Don't think the parsha of umu does not apply to a carbon akum. Kamash malon, that the parsha does apply to him, even though on his bama he can't bring a carbon with the mum. The lashon of the Gemara would be mashma, not like the salka daita chamin, and there is no chilik between a carbon akum and a carbon yisrael. If that was the case, the Minchas Chinuch says, then all of the lavin which would apply to a carbon yisrael with the mum would also apply to a carbon akum. The Minchas Chinuch then brings the Rambam which we mentioned before. He says the Rambam is mashma that all of the lavin would apply to a carbon akum. Everything that applies to a carbon yisrael is the same for a carbon akum. And he goes on, he says another nafka mino, whether you learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that the Maskana or the Kamash Malan is telling us there's no chilik between a carbon akum and a carbon yisrael, or you learn Aderech the Sefer Achinuch, who understands that a new lav was said by carbon akum, nafkmina would be Al-Gabi the Hasra, how would you have to be master this Yisrael who's being makir of the carbon akum which has a mum? Since the rule is that Hasra requires the specific lav to be mentioned by name, which lav would he have to mention over here? According to the Sefer Achinuch, he would bedafka have to mention this lav of Miyad ben Echa Leisakrivu. According to the Rambam, he would mention the previous psukim in the parasha of Mumin, because those psukim lemaisa also apply to a guy after we have this gili of Miyad ben Echa Leisakrivu. The Maisa of the Minchas Chinuch leaves off Betzorach Iyan on the Sefer Achinuch. Now, I've just mentioned briefly another interesting nidain which is discussed in the Minchas Chinuch. This is in Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin, Ois Zayin. He has a shiloh over there, if one is matil mum in a carbon akum. We know that if one is matil mum bekotchem, he's over a lav, he's chayev malkus. What about if he's matil mum in the carbon of a goy? And his shiloh over there is, since even after one is matil mum in the carbon, it's still roy to be brought on a bomo. Maybe the whole issur of being matal mum is because he's passing it from being brought as a carbon, since the guy always has an option of bringing it on a bomo. And as we see in our sugyo, when a guy brings a carbon on a bomo, it could even be a bal mum. Maybe there is no issur of being matal mum bekotchim on a carbon of a guy. Additionally, the Minchas Chinuch says another reason why perhaps one is not over, since the pasuk where we learn the issur of being matal mum bekotchim, the pasuk says tamim yia lerotzin kol mum lo yihi yaboy. That's the makar that one is usher to be matal mum bekotchim. And since the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis says that when the Torah uses lashon of the rotzin lahim that does not include a carbon of a goy, over kechavim lav bnei hartzo ninu, when we bring a carbon on behalf of a goy, does not accomplish a ritzoy. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says this pasuk would not apply to a carbon of a goy. This pasuk of tamim yeh lerotzin kol mum lo yeh boy, which is the makar of the iser matal mum bekotchim, would not apply to a goy because his carbon does not accomplish a ritzoy. Now we should just add, it would seem this whole discussion is only bedas the Rambam. The way the Minchas Chinuch explained Bedas Sefer Achinuch, that the pasuk Miyad ben Necher Leisakrivu is not coming to tell us that the carbon of a goy has the same dinim as the carbon of a Yisrael. It's not putting it into the parasha of Mumin, rather it's being Mechalish Anulav. If that was the case, then it would be poshut that there is no lav for being Matal Mum in the carbon of an Akum, since we don't have a specific lav telling us that. Only Bedas the Rambam, that the pasuk Miyad ben Necher is coming to tell us that the carbon of a goy does have the same dinim as far as Mumin are concerned as a Yisrael. Here you would have to come on to a new reason to explain why the carbon akum should not be included in this isser of matal mum, and that the Minchas Chinuch brings two svaras, firstly because it's still roy to be brought on a bomo, and secondly, since this carbon anyways does not accomplish a ritzoy. As far as the point which the Minchas Chinuch says, that when a guy is makdish a carbon, he always has the option of bringing it on a bomo, although when it comes to a carbon of a yisrael, this is not the case, as is mvur in the 14th parak of Zvachim, daf kuf yibbeiz and mebeiz, if one is makdish a carbon to be brought on the mikdash, he cannot be makir v'bebama. However, the Minchas Chinuch says that's mikoyach his neder. His neder is mechayiv him to bring a dafka in the mikdash. However, a goy who's not mechayiv to keep his neder, he doesn't have the parish of nedarim. Even if he was makdash or carbon to bring in the mikdash, he can bring it afterwards v'bebama. Therefore, as the Minchas Chinuch says, perhaps this would be a reason to say why there is no iser for being matal mum bekotchim when one is matal mum in the carbon of a goy. We should just point out, and this is discussed in the Sefer Knesset of Rishonim, in Zvachim Daf Mem Hei Ois Beis, he quotes over there Rashi and Gittin Daf Nun Vav. That's the famous Gemara of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Bar Kamsa, after being thrown out of the Sudo, he wanted to go to the Kesar to turn him against the Yidin. He suggested that the Kesar sent the carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and Bar Kamsa went and made a mum in it. When eventually he got to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chacham were discussing what to do. They had a tzad to kill Bar Kamsa, but Rav Chaya ben Avkulis said, Yoimru matul mum bekotchem yeharig. People will think that if one is matul mum in a carbon, he's chayiv misa. And Rashi over there explains, people will think that if one is over the lav of kol mum lo yihaboy, which is the lav of matul mum bekotchem, there's a chayiv misa. From Rashi over there, we see clearly that even though it's talking about a carbon of an akum, still a din is that if one is matul mum in that carbon, he's over the lav. The chashash over there is that one would think that by being over that lav, there's also a chayiv misa. But HaGavram, we do see from that Rashi, that one is over an isser for being matul mum in a carbon akum. Now, I'll continue on to another point. Taisus over here at the top of the Omud, Dibur Masl, Miyad ben Necher Le Sakrivu, he asks the Kasha. We find the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Beis Amid Beis. The Baisa says that we learn from now, which it says in the parish of Karbonis, Ish Ish. From the extra Ish, we learn the Rabbi says, Oivde Kechavim Shen Neder Nedarm U Nedavis Ki Yisrael. From there, we learn that a guy could also bring a Neder or a Nedava. And Taisus over here asks, why do we need that pasuk to tell us that a guy could bring a carbon? From this pasuk over here in the parish of Mumin, which says, Miyad ben Necher Le Sakrivu, it's muchach that a guy can bring a carbon. If the Torah is telling us a lav, not to be makir of a carbon of a guy which has a mum, then obviously we see that a guy can bring a carbon. Taisa asks this kasha in a few places, in Chulun Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maschal Avol, and Menachas Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, Dibur Maschal Ish. Over here, the Torah Taisa brings, B'Shem Rabbeinu Shimshim ben Avram, you need this pasuk for the drashas which the Gemara bring, in Menachas Ayin Gimel, from the Hemshech of that pasuk, which says, Asher Yakiv Karbonai, L'chol Nedreim, L'chol Nedvoisim, Asher Yakrivu L'Hashem L'Oilo, is Machlekes Heredash in those psukim, basically holds that a guy can bring a shlomim as well, not only in Oilo, he's marbe from the psukim different things that a guy can bring, he could bring Oifes, he could bring Yain, Lavoina, Eitzim, the only thing he cannot bring according to Rebasi, the word Oilo in that pasuk is coming from Mamayit Nazirus, he cannot bring the Karbonis of a Nazir, but everything else he can bring. Rabbi Kiva holds that the pasuk says lo'ilo that smash madafkan oilo you can bring and nothing else. But Akabam Taisus is saying you don't need it for the etzem concept that a guy can bring a carbon, need it to tell you which types of carbonis a guy can bring, and that's learned from the hemshuch of that pasuk. In Menachas Ayin Gimel, Taisus answers this question differently. Firstly, he says if not for the pasuk of ish ish, you would have said that really a guy cannot bring any carbon at all. The pasuk in the parasha of Mumin, which says miyad ben nechel sakrivu. That's just coming to be mechadish that if one is makriv a carbon of a guy with the mum, he's also over a lav and he's chayav malchus. A second Taras Taisa says over there is that theoretically this pasuk of miyad ben necher le sakrivu could have a different understanding. It could be referring to karbonis tzibur. He quotes the Taras Kainim, which says this is the makar not to be makabel shkolim from oivik echovim when they collect shkolim from all of Klai Yisrael for the karbonis tzibur. A guy is not supposed to give. This is learned from the pasuk of Miyad ben Necher Le Sakrivu, since they're not supposed to have a chelik in the Karbonis Tzibur. And Taisus explains that if we would not have had the drush of Ish Ish, which tells us the general concept that a guy could bring his own carbon, we would have said that the pasuk of Miyad ben Necher Le Sakrivu is not referring to a Baal Mum at all. It's referring to a whole different din, not to accept shkolim from a goyim, so that they do not have a chelik in the Karbonis Tzibur. It's only after we have this drush of Ish Ish, which tells us that a guy can bring a carbon. Now already we explain the pasuk of Miyad ben Necher to be referring to when he does bring a carbon that it cannot be a Baal Mum. These are the two terutzim of Taisus and Menachos to the Kasha of Taisus here. On the first Kasha of Taisus over there, we'll just mention the Karnayr has a hard time understanding what does Taisus mean. Taisus seems to be saying that without the pasuk of Ish Ish, you would have said that from the pasuk of Miyad ben Necher Le Sakrivu, you don't know that a guy could bring a carbon. Maybe really he cannot bring a carbon. Just as Taisus telling us an additional Isser, if he does bring a carbon and has a Mum, the one who's Markovit is Chayiv Malchus. And the Kohen Ur asks, if there is no such concept as a guy bringing a carbon in the Migdosh, then when he's Makdish an animal for a carbon, the Hagdosh is Nachal, it's still Chulin. Perhaps if you'll bring it, you're over the Isser of Chulin Bazara, but you definitely would not be over the Isser of being Makrovit Baal Mum. The Isser of being Makrovit Baal Mum is Dafka an animal which has Kedusha as carbon. If it never has any Kedusha at all, you're not going to be over this Lav. Now, myself, although the Karen Ur does say this as a Dover Poshet, an animal which is chulin, if he's makrovit in the Mikdash with a mum, he's not over the lav of mum. Maisa, it's not mefurish. The Michas Chinuch does have a shiloh about this. He talks about it in Mitzvah Reish Pei Hei, Ois Yod Gimel, and in Mitzvah Reish Pei Ches, Ois Tes. And Arsugi, we do see that even if an animal only has Kedushas Domim, not Kedushas Aguf, he is chai for being makrovit about mum. We'll talk about this more behemshech. But here we're talking about a case where it doesn't have any Kedusha at all, not even Kedushas Domim, it's chulin. A Karen Oyer assumes as a Dover Poshet that he's not Chayiv Shema Krovas Balmum, and Mirchas Chinuch has a Nidain about it. Now the Shleim of the Menachah says, to explain Tosfos, that we would have said that even though he cannot be Makriv a Korban without Ish Ish, but the Pasuk of Miyad Benecha Leisakriva would be telling us that if one is Makriv a Korban of a Goy with a Mum, he's Oyver Alav and is Chayiv Malkus, the Chayiv is Chulin, how could he be Oyver? Now the Shleim explains, since a Goy can definitely bring a Korban Bibama, so if he's Makdish a Korban to bring a Bibama, in that case it's not Chulin, that will be the case where we'll say that the Pasuk of Miyad Benecha Leisakrivu tells us that if one is Makriv that Korban and it has a Mum, he's Makriv for Bimigdash, he's Chayiv Malkus. So even if a guy cannot bring a carbon of Mikdash at all without Ish-Ish, still in the case where he's Makdash it to bring a Bibama, it's not Chulin, it's Hegdish. In that case, the Pasuk would be telling us that if one is Makrifit B'Mikdash and it has a Mum, he's Chayiv Malkus. Now we'll continue on, and the Gemara further down the Omer brings Maskifla V'Shlokish. Usually the word Maskifla means that he's asking a kasha on something which we said previously. Here Shlokish seems to be just presenting a Shaila. Shema Loi Shaninu El Betam Shenasa Balmum Huda Iver. The ibamum meikara dikla ba'almuhu. Rashi learns where Shlokas Shaila is legabri the love of being makdash ba'almum. Perhaps he's only over the love if he's makdash ba'almum, which became a ba'almum after it was born. If it was born a ba'almum, then it will be that he's not over the love for being makdash it. What's the difference? Rashi explains, atam shenasa ba'almum was once roi la akrova. There, perhaps the person could think that it's still roi for akrova, even though now it has a mum. He still thinks he could be Makdashit and Makrivit. Therefore, his intentions are to be Makdashit with the Kedusha Saguf. That's where the Torah says that one is over the love for such a Hakdosha. Mashenkin, in a case where it was always a Balmum and was born that way, then everyone knows that it's not Roi La Krova. There, if he's Makdashit, we assume his intentions are to only be Makdashit for Domim. Kedusha's Domim is a type of Kedusha where the item itself is not going to be used for Hegdish. Its value is going to be used. Just like if one is Makdash at 8 Dekel for a carbon, obviously his intentions are to sell it, and the money should be used for a carbon. Here we should assume that's what he means as well. And Rosh Lakish's Shaila is, how do we know, perhaps the Torah's love for being Makdash Baal Mum is only if he's Makdash it for Kedushas Aguf, and not for Kedushas Domim. According to the way Rashi learns, and we'll see later Tosfos argues in Rashi, the Nidin of the Gemara is only legabe the love of being Makdash Baal Mum, not the other lavin of being Makriv Baal Mum. For the Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika, Haktorah, as far as all those laven are concerned, Rish Lakish is not being mechalik between Balmum Meikara and Tam Venasa Balmum. Rish Lakish is talking specifically about the lav of being Makdish the Balmum. And the Mashmois of Rashi would seem to be that even in a case where it was a Balmum Meikara, if at the time he's Makdish it, he says clearly that I'm being Makdish this Behema Kedusha Saguf, he will be Chayiv Malkus. In other words, it's telling his intentions. If it was a Tam Venasa Balmum, we assume his intentions are to be Makdashir Kedusha Saguf, Mashenkin, if it was a Balmum Meikaroi, we assume his intentions were to be Makdashir with Kedusha's Domim. Meirech Rami would theoretically be possible, in a case where he's unequivocal, to be Chayiv Malkus on Nakdosha, even in the case of Balmum Meikaroi. There is a point which has to be clarified, and that is, there's a Mishnah later on at the end of the 5th parak, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mishnah says as follows, Omar al Behema Tmeya va'albalas Mum. If a person had a Behema, either it was a Behema Tmeya, or it was a Behema Torah, but it was a Balmum, and he said, Harei Eilu Oila Lo Yomer Klum. If the Lashon which he used was that this should be an Oila, so then his words are meaningless, since a Behema Tmei and a Balmum cannot be brought as a carbon. Meaning, if we know his intentions were to be Makdash this Balmum with a Kedusha Saguf, then nothing is Chal. Kedusha Saguf cannot be Chal on a Balmum. And the Mishnah continues, if however he said, Harei Eilu Le Oila, then Yimachru V'yov Yibidmeim Oila. If the Lashon he used was not Harei Eilu Oila, rather Harei Eilu Li Oila, then the din is that it's Chal Kedushas Domim. So clearly the Mishnah is being Mechai between which Lashon he used. A Lashon of Harei Eilu Oila is Mashma, he wants to bring this itself as a carbon, and then nothing is Chal if it's a Balmum. If whoever he said Harei Eilu Li Oila, then Harei we assume he meant to be Mechal Kedushas Domim, and then Kedushas Domim can be Chal. Now the question would be, over here Rish Lakish and Erisiger, what exactly is the case that he's talking about? Rish Lakish was differentiating between the case of a Balmum Meikara and a Tam Shenasa Balmum. Balmum Meikara, Rish Lakish understands, Bistoma, he meant to be Meichel Kedushas Domim, Mashenkin Tam Venasa Balmum. We assume he meant Kedushas Aguf. Which Lashon did he use? Lachar, that should be Kaveya. Akarcha, you have to say one of two things. Either you have to say Rish Lakish was talking about a case where he said Harei Eilu Oila, which the Mishnah over there is Mavur, that's Mashma Kedushas Aguf, yet still Rish Lakish is being Mechalik. When do we say Harei Eilu Oila is Mashma Kedushas Aguf only in the case of Tamsha Nasa Balmum, Balmum Meikar, even if he did use that Lashon Avrei Eilu Eilo, still we would assume that he meant Kedushas Domim. If, however, the Lashon used was Avrei Eilu Le'ilo, then Reish Lakish would be Maskim, regardless of whether it was Tamsha Nasa Balmum or Balmum Meikara, it's always a Kedushas Domim. Or you have to say the other way around, Reish Lakish was talking about a case where he said Avrei Eilu Le'ilo. If he would have said Avrei Eilu Eilo, then clearly he would be Mashma Kedushas Aguf, regardless of whether it was Tamsha Nasa Balmum or Balmum Meikara. Only in the safe of the Mishnah over there, where he said Harei Eilu Le'ilo, that's where Shagosh was Mechalik, and he holds the Mishnah over there is talking about Dafkin, the case of Balmum Meikara, if however it was Tamsha Nasa Balmum, even if he did use that Lashon Harei Eilu Le'ilo, still we should assume that he means Kedusha Saguf. We find both of these possible Mahalchim and Achrenim in the Shir of David from Rabdavid Salvechik. He explains that Shagosh must be talking about in the case where he said Harei Eilu Le'ilo, if he would have said Harei Eilu Le'ilo, Shagosh would be Maskim, that regardless whether it was Balmum Meikara or Tamsha Nasa Balmum, we would assume that he means Kedushas Domim. Reish Lakish would talk about a case of Harei Eilu Oilo, and Reish Lakish is explaining that which the Mishnah says over there, that Harei Eilu Oilo lo yamar klum. Since he meant Kedushas Aguf, Reish Lakish understands that Dafka in the case of Tamsha Nasa Balmum, Ashenking Balmum Meikara, even if he said that Lashon Harei Eilu Oilo, we assume he meant Kedushas Domim. The Sefer Eilu Shlomi takes the other Mahalach. He says Reish Lakish is talking about a case where he said Harei Zeilu Oilo. If he would have said Harei Ze'ilo, that like the Mishnah says, there he definitely meant Kedushas Aguf. In the case of Harei Ze'ilo, that's where Reish Lakish is Mechalik, and he explains the Mishnah is talking about a case where it was a Balmum Meikara. That's where we say Harei Ze'ilo means Kedushas Domim. If it was a Tamsha Nasa Balmum, even if he did use that Lashon Harei Ze'ilo, we assume he meant Kedushas Aguf. Now there's another important point which the Eilu Shlomi in that same paragraph addresses, and that is as follows. According to Reish Lakish over here, who wants to suggest one is only chayav for being makdish Balmum if his intentions were to be makdish Kedusha Saguf, and we know that if one is makdish Balmum with Kedusha Saguf, the Kedusha Saguf is nachal, as we see in that Mishnah over there in Daf Chav Zayin, as well as the Mishnah Daf Tezayin Amaveiz, which the Gemara over here brings behemshech. If so, it would come out that according to Reish Lakish, the case where one is chayav malchus for being makdish Behemo, which is a Balmum, Kedusha Saguf, is always going to be a case where the Kedusha is nachal. If so, what is the pshat in the Brayso and Daf Hey Omid Beis, which says Hamakdish bali mumin legavim mizbeach, afopi shu beloisa say, masha osa osui, the one who wants to bring a rai over there, keneged rovo, we see from there that milsa the amar achmana loisavid, I ovid mehani, the one answers that over there is different, we have rai from psukim, that although he's over an isser, is still masha osa osui, so bishma, if you learn not like Reish Lakish, we could explain that rai is talking about where he's makdish kedushas domim. Kedushas dom also will be included in the isser of being makdish balmum. But Reish Lakish wants to say that only when he's makdish kedushas saguf, one is over from being makdish Balmum, and Kedusha Saguf we know from Mishnayis that nothing is chal, the behemoth is not niskadish, so where is the pshat in that brisa which says, afapi sho'ivr belisa say, masha osa osi? This would seem to be a strong kasha, and the Eilu Shlomi says, perhaps that's the pshat in the loshen maskefla Reish Lakish. We pointed out before, usually maskefla is the loshen of a kasha, here Reish Lakish doesn't seem to be asking a kasha, it's more like a shaila, he wants to know, is the isra for being makdish Balmum only in the case of Kedushas Aguf, or is it even Kedushas Domim? But the Eilu Shlomi wants to suggest that Reish Lakish is going back on that Braisa, which is Mevur. The one is Aver for being Makdish Balmum, Kedushas Domim. Otherwise, the Braisa will not be able to say, Af Bishavar Blaisa say Masha Osa Osa, if the only way one could be Aver, the Isra of being Makdish Balmum, is if he's Makdish for Kedushas Aguf, then it's not Masha Osa Osa. According to that Braisa holds, even for being Makdish Kedushas Domim, one is Aver. That's Reish Lakish's cash over here. What's the Raya? How do we know this? That one is over even for being makdish Balmum, Kedushas Domim. This is a good pshat in the Gemara, however in Rashi, he's not mashma like this. In Dibar Maschel Maskefla Reish Lakish, Rashi says, Le'il ka mahadar diktoni over behei shemais. Rashi says Reish Lakish is going back on a different braisa, the braisa which says that one could be over five lavin. Rashi does not say that we're going back on the braisa of Hei Umid Beis, Hamakdish Balimum Legabim Mizbeach, Afabi Shubaloisa say Masha Osa Osui. And we could suggest another mahalach over here to answer this kasha. The basic idea is found in the Chazon Ish, in Tmura Siman Lamed Alef, Sif Katan Beis. He uses this idea for the Gemara Amud Beis, the Shita of Rebbe, not for the Sugya over here, but Akapanam, the mahalach would be, if we'll explain Bedas Reish Lakish, as far as the Shaila we ask Benegay the Mishnah later on in Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, which differentiates between the Lashon of Harei Ze'ilo and the Lashon of Harei Ze'ilo, and we explain that Reish Lakish over here is talking about a case where he said Harei Ze'ilo. If he would have said Harei Ze'ilo, that definitely would mean Kedusha Saguf. When he said Harei Ze'ilo, that's where Reish Lakish was Mechalik. is the difference between Tam v'Nasa Balmum and Balmum Meikara. Balmum Meikara, we understand his intentions are for Kedushas Domim, and on that Rosh Chodesh there's no Chiv Malkus. The Chiv Malkus is only for a case of Tam v'Nasa Balmum. However, when we say that Tam v'Nasa Balmum is Chiv Malkus because his Kavan is for Kedushas Aguf, in this case, since Kedushas Aguf cannot be Chal on a Balmum, then Rei L'Maisa Kedushas Domim will be Chal. And the Pshat is as follows. The Lashon of Arei Zeh Le'Oil is understood to mean that he wants this animal should be used towards the purpose of bringing a carbon oila, which means preferably if it itself could be brought as a carbon, he wants to bring it itself. However, if it cannot be brought for a carbon, then he wants that it should still go towards bringing an oila. How can it contribute towards bringing a carbon oila if it itself is not roi, if the dumb is niskadish? Once the dumb is niskadish, he can sell it and use the money towards bringing a carbon oila. That would also be nichlal in his kavano. So the Mishnah in Daf Chav Zayin, which is mechalik between Hareze Oila and Hareze Le'Oila, the Pshar in the Mishnah is, when one says Hareze Oila, included in his words are, that this animal itself should be brought as a Kavan Oila, and nothing more. If it itself is not Roy for some reason, we don't say that Kedusha's dumb Mizchal, since he never mentioned anything about that. Mashenkin, when he says Hareze Le'Oila, this animal should be used towards the purpose of bringing a carbon oila, so then it could either be chal the kedushas aguf if it's possible, and if that's not possible, at least kedushas dam will be chal, and that will also lead towards the bringing of a carbon oila. Here's where Shlokesh was mechalik between a balmum meikara and a tam v'nasa balmum. Balmum meikara, where it's clear to him that it itself is not roi, so he only means to be makdash kedushas damim, there according to Shlokesh, you should not be chayiv malkus. Shenkin, in the case of tam v'nasa balmum, he thinks that it can be brought as a carbon, so his preference is that it itself should be chal. He's really trying to be makdash kedusha saguf, and therefore he's chayv malkus. But in truth, since kedusha saguf should not be chal, since included in his words were also other options of this animal being used for the purpose of bringing an oila, kedusha's dam will be chal. According to this, we have a teres to the kasha of the oila shleima. According to the havmina, according to the shita of Reish Lakish, the one is only chayv malkus if he's makdash kedusha saguf, and we know that kedusha saguf cannot be chal in a balmum. What we have in the brace of the Afei Omer Beis, which says that when one is Makdash Balmum, Afapi Shubaloisa say Masha also, the kasha is Kedusha Saguf, which is Nachal, that's the only case where he is Chayav Malkus according to Reish Lakish. What does it mean that in that case Masha also? The Teretz is, over here in this case where he said a raise of Lo'ila, he's Chayav Malkus according to Reish Lakish, because he tried to be Makdash Kedusha Saguf. Now, though he was over Loisa say with this Maisa Akdosha, still Masha also, the Akdosha is Chal, meaning the Kedusha's Dam is Chal, as we explained, since that was also included in his intentions. Now for this Malach, we just have to add one point, and this is Negei, something we discussed in the Shir on Daf Hei, and that is, in this case, where he's Makdash Balmum, he uses Loshna Vareze Le'oila, he's Chayv Malkus according to Shlokesh in the case of Tam V'Nasa Balmum, since he's trying to be Makdash Kedusha's Aguf, the Kedusha's Aguf is Nachal, however Kedusha's Dam is Chal. If he would have tried to be Makdash Kedusha's Dam, that would not be considered an Avera. So how does the Gemara Daf Hei Amud Beis want to bring a raya from here that Kol Milsa Da Amar Rachmanu Loi Savid Iyavid Mahani? L'chayr over here it would not apply Iyavid Loi Mahani, since in this case the results which are Chal are not the same results which made his Maisa into a Maisa Avera. What made it into a Maisa Avera was that which he was trying to be Makdash Kedusha Saguf. The results which are Chal are not Kedusha Saguf, rather Kedusha Damim. L'chayr over here the Klal of Iyavid Loi Mahani should not apply. However, according to the Yisayid which we said over there from the Stipler, one could refer back there to hear it more at length, but Al-Kapanim Bekitzer, the Yisoid was that even the result which is only secondary, it's not what made the Maisa into a Maisa Avera, on that also, according to Rava, we should say like Mahani, if so, that would fit well. Here as well, even the result of the Kedushas Damim, which was not what made into a Maisa Avera, that also should not be Chal. That's what the Gemara was proving over there on Daf Hei Amud Beis. From here, there seems to be a Rai that he Ovid Mahani. Al-Kapanim, this would seem to be another Mahalach to explain the Shita of Reish Lakish. Why would it not be a steer to the Braisa on Daf Hei Omid Beis? Now the Gemara continues, Amar Le'er Chiyu Bar Yosef, Saruah V'Kolo Ksiv B'Parsho, V'Hani Bali Mumin Meikari Ninu. There are types of women which are listed in the Psukim that had to have been around from the moment of Leida, and still even on those Mashmais of the Psukim is held B'Chayiv Malkus for being Makdashet. That L'Cher is a Raya, not like what Shulakish is suggesting. Even in the case of Balmum Meikari, there could be a Chiyiv Malkus. And the way we explain Meish Lakish, that even Meish Lakish Betzem is Maskim, that it's shaykh to be Mechayev Malkus on the Akdosha in a case where he says Befer she's being Makdash Kedusha Saguf. So in this kash of the Gemara is not so poshut. What is he proving? Ein Echanami, the Pesukim do talk about types of Mumin which are there Meikara. But for those types of Mumin, the only way he'll be Mechayev on the Akdosha if he says Beferish that he's being Makdash Kedusha Saguf. But Akapanam, once we're saying that it is possible to be Mechayev for being Makdash an animal with those types of Mumin, so what was the Gemara's kash on Reish Lakish? Akrach, what you have to say is that Kefshutei, the Pesukim are talking about in a case where he's makdash it in a normal way, a normal type of akdosha, where he didn't stress, he didn't say, Befeish, I'm being makdash akdusha saguf. He just says, I'm being makdash these animals for a carbon. And there the Gemara's kash is, according to Rish Lakish, the way he's suggesting, we should assume he's only being makdash kedushas dam, and he should not be chayiv malkus for the akdosha. Now what's the teretz of Rish Lakish? Amar lei, shema lei shaninu ela b'tmura. Maybe one will only be chayiv malkus on the akdosha of these types of mumin in the case of tmura. And the Gemara quotes the mission later on, after Zayin Amar Beis, the mission there says, chaymer b'tmura b'mekodshim, shakadusha chola al balas mum kavua. The din is that although if one is makdish with the regular kedushas carbon, an animal which already has a mum, kedushas aguf is nachal, it's only chal kedushas domim. If, however, the akdasha was done derech tmura, he takes an animal which is a balmum, and he's named from a carbon onto this balmum of chulin, then the din is that it is chal on the balas mum kedushas aguf. This is what Rish Lakish means to answer over here. You don't have a raya from the pasuk which is mavur, that certain types of mumin, although they're bali mumin, may kara, and the din is that you're gechayiv for being makdish them. Maybe only if you makdish them derech tmura, because there the din is, hakdushas aguf can't be chal even on a baal mum. Here again, the teretz of the Gemara is not so posh the way Rashi is learning, because the Gemara seems to be saying, when will one be chayiv for being makdish baal mum may kara, in a case where it's done derech tmura, since in that case it is actually chal kedushas aguf on the behema. Hashenkin, when he's makdash it with a regular akdosha and it's not chal kedushas aguf, there he will not be chayiv. The problem is, according to Rashi, the Gemara was never being mechalik, that you're only chayiv for being makdash in the case where kedushas aguf is chal, as opposed to the case when kedushas aguf was nachal. That's not what Rish Lakish meant to say. What he meant to say is that it's totally in his intentions. We could only be mechayiv for being makdash baal mum if his intentions were to make a kedushas aguf, as opposed to a case when we know his intentions were only to give a kedushas domim. Rish Lakish never said that Kedusha Seguf has to actually be Chal in order to be Chayiv Malkus. So the Chayr, according to Rashi, the Iker Teretz of the Gemara really should be that the case of Saruah V'Kolot could be talking about where he was Makdash the Balmum Derech Tmura, and when it's done Derech Tmura, that's always a Kedusha of Kedusha Seguf. A Maisa Tmura is taking one behemoth which has already Kedusha Seguf, and taking a second behemoth which is Chulin, and trying to transfer the Kedusha Seguf from the first carbon onto the Chulin. So since it always involves Akdosha of Kedusha Saguf, therefore it would be posh that one would be Chayiv Malkus over there for being Makdash Baal Mum. However, the problem with this would be, if so, why does the Gemara have to quote the Mishnah later on? If the Iker Teretz of the Gemara according to Rashi just is the case where you're Chayiv for being Makdash of Saruah V'Kolot is when it's done Derech Tmura, really the Iker Teretz is that in that case he clearly does mean to be giving it a Kedusha Saguf. What difference does it make that which the din is that Tmura is more Chomer than a regular Akdosha? A regular Akdosha cannot be Chal on a Baal Mum, and Tmura can be Chal on the Baal Mum. What is the Chalois negate to us at this point? We're just talking about what his intentions were. The Chal that Teretz HaTmura should have been very simple, that when he does it Derech Tmura, his intentions were for a Kedusha Saguf. In that case, he'll be Chayiv for being Makdash a Baal Mum. This Kash would seem to remain difficult on Rashi. We'll leave this Betzarach Iyun. Now the Gemara then continues, and Rabbi Yechon asks Rish Lakish, from that which Rav Yanai said, Nimnu v'gomru ha-makdash baal mum l'gabay mizbeach over mishum chamisha shemais. Rav Yanai says that in the Chabur they established that one could be over five lavin if he's makdash and makrav baal mum v'ibetmur na mishishin havya. As Rashi explains, if the only way it's possible to be chayv also on the hakdosha is if it was done through tmura, then there should be a sixth lav. The maisa tmura is an additional lav. From here he proves it must be that even if he's makdash it in a regular hakdosha, not only through tmura, it's possible to be over for being makdash baal mum. This is the kash on Rish Lakish. Now there's an obvious problem over here, and this kash is asked in the Rishash. We Rashi learned the sugya. Even Rish Lakish is masking that there are certain types of bali mumin where one could be chayv on akdosha, even if it's not done through derech tmura, even if it's done with a regular akdosha. In the case of tamshin nasa baal mum, in that case Rish Lakish is masking that he's chayv malkus on akdosha, even if it was not done derech tmura. Since in that case we do assume his intentions are to be makdash kedusha saguf, since it was once roi la'akrova, he may think that it's still roi la'akrova. If so, even according to Rish Lakish, there is a case where he could be chayv at five isurim, where the akdosha of the baal mum was done with the regular maisa akdosha, not a maisa tmura, in the case there was a tam shenasa baal mum. So the Rosh Hashanah answers this question and he explains that the kash that Rabbi Yechon is asking on Rish Lakish from this brayser of Rabbi Yanai is not from that which it says that you could be over five lavin. And according to Rish Lakish, five would not be passable, it would also be a sixth. Because clearly there is a case where he'd be over five. In the case of Tam Shanasa Baal Mum, then he'll be over on the Akdosha, even when he's not doing it Derech Tmura, even if he's doing a regular Akdosha. Rather, the question which Rabbi Yechon is asking on Rish Lakish is, If what Rish Lakish is saying is true, then when one is matvis a balmum, derech tmura, it's chayav malchus for being makdish a balmum, and since over here, obviously they were trying to see how many laven is possible to be over, what is the most possible, so Rechnan says they should have brought a case where he was makdish a balmum, derech tmura, then he would already have 6 laven. In other words, Rechnan himself argues on Rish Lakish. We'll see in a moment what's the hezbur of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if one is matvis a balmum bekedusha derech tmura, he's not going to be chayav malchus for being makdish a balmum. Therefore, this was his kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish had answered that the psukim which are mavur that even a balmum may kara, one could be chayav malchus for being makdish them. That would be in a case where he's makdish derech tmura. Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on this, and he's saying that akarcha you're not over on being makdish a balmum if it's done derech tmura, because then already in Rabbi Yani's chabura they would have found a 6th lav. And what would be the reason why one would not be over for being makdish a balmum when he does it derech tmura? So the Minchas Chinuch mitzvah reish pei hei ois ches, he quotes a Gemara and he learned a Gemara this way, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, one is not over for being makdish a balmum when he does it derech tmura. And he explains over there what would be the reason, since the lashon of the pasuk in the parish of tmura is liyach lifenev lo yomer oisai toiv bera oi rabbi toiv. Rabbi toiv we know means he takes a ra, which is a balmum, and he tries to be meimer from the toiv, from the tam, onto the balmum. In that case, Rechayev for being Meimer. By the Torah telling us that in this case he's over the lav of Tmura, the Torah is menatic this, and is telling us that it's not included in the Isser of being Makdash or Balmum. He quotes the Taisis in Chulin where we find a similar idea, that when the Torah gave an Isser about a case which was already Yasser, the Torah is really telling us that this is only included in the new Isser, it's no longer included in the original Isser. So here by the Torah telling us that this is included in Meimer, we know that it's not included in Makdash or Balmum. That Lechai will be a pshat over here in the Rishash as well. Now the Chaznish, however, in Tmura Simen Lamed Aleph, Sifkot and Gimel, he asks his Kasha of the Rishash, and he brings the Teres of the Rishash. He rejects that Teres. He says, if it would have said a Loshin, Yesh Oisa Achas V'chai V'lov Chomesh, which is Loshin we find in different places, then Enechami would be correct that we're trying to find the most possible Lavin. Then perhaps we could explain like the Rishash, Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha is, if you're correct, then it's possible to have a 6th Lav. If he did the Hakdosha Derech Tmura, he would be Chayiv Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan's argument saying that he's not Chayiv Malkus, where the Hakdosha of the Balmum is done Derech Tmura. Since that Lashon of the Gemara is not used, it's not Muchach that they're trying to find the most possible Lavin. They're just saying how many Lavin is possible to be over in the Parsha of Bal Yimumin. They're not looking to find a case where one is Chayiv Lav for a whole different reason. Therefore, he rejects this Pshat of the Rishash. The Chaznish says a different Pshat. He quotes Rashi in Dibur Maschal Nimnu Vigomru. The Lashon of Rashi is Vim Isa Da Idei Tmura Mishdoi. What Rashi means to say, the Chaznish explains, Im Isa, if it's true that the Pasuk, which is a word that one could be mechayev for being makdish a balmum, even a balmum meikara, is talking about dafka in the case of tmura. If that's what the psukim are talking about, a hakdosha derech tmura, then ready would be a kasha. Why would they not say the 6th lav? If that's what the psukim are talking about, they should have mentioned it as well. This is what Rabbi Yochanan means to ask. Bishma, if you say not like Reish Lakish, and you hold that even when one is makdish a balmum meikara, he's chayev for the hakdosha, you don't have to say, you know, kimta, that it's only if it's done derech tmura. And the psukim in the parish of Mumin are not talking about Hakdosha derech tmura, then we understand why they didn't mention the 6th lav over here. But if the psukim are talking that way, which is muchach according to Reish Lakish, because otherwise, how could he possibly be chayav for being makdish about mumme ikara, then really the kash is that the chabur should have mentioned the 6th lav. The Gemara then concludes, Elamite b'bal mumme ikara, amite loki dikla ba'al muhu. Once we're proving that Reish Lakish is not correct, and one is chayav for being makdish, about Mumei Kara, even when it's not done through a Maisa Tmur, even through a regular Akdosha, why should one be Mechayev Malkus on that? His intentions are only for Kedushas Damim. And that the Gemara's Teretz is, even if it is true that his intentions are for Kedushas Damim, still he's Chayev Malkus. By choosing to be Makdish of Behima Baal Mum, as opposed to taking a Tamim, even if he's being Makdish this Baal Mum for Kedushas Damim, that's also considered a Zeilusa, as opposed to if he be Makdish a Dekel, an Eitz, which can never be brought in the Mizbeach, there already it's not a Zedusa to be Makdash Kedushas Domim. So the Maskana, even in a case where his intentions were to be Makdash Kedushas Domim, still he's Chayiv, since that's considered a Zedusa. This is the Shaka Vatayiv of the Gemara according to Rashi, the way a number of Achrenim learn, including the Chaznish and the Rishash, which we mentioned. There is, however, another Mahalach, which is brought in the Chedushay Agriz, a different way to explain the Shaka Vatayiv, if you learn the Sergal Derech Rashi. The Biskrov explains, after the Gemara brings the Kasha on Reish Lakish from Saruah v'Kolot, which are Balimum Meikara, and still the Pasuk is Mavur, that he's Chayiv Malkus for being Makdish them, Reish Lakish then says, Shem Eloi Shaninu Ela B'Tmura. The Biskrov explains, here already at this point, Reish Lakish means something different than what he meant originally. Originally, Reish Lakish was being Mechalik between a case where a person's intentions were for Kedushas HaGuf in a case where his intentions were for Kedushas Domim, he's not going to be Chayiv Malkus if his intentions were for Kedushas Domim. Here already at this point, Reish Lakish means something else. Here Reish Lakish means to be Mechal between a case where Kedushas Haguf is actually Chal, there he'll be Mechayiv Malkus. If, however, the Kedushas Haguf is Nachal, he will not be Chayiv Malkus, even if his intentions were to be Makdash Kedushas Haguf. According to this, the Brisk Rav says, there won't be a difference between a case of Tam Shenasa Balmum and a Balmum Meikara. It wouldn't make a difference whether the animal was born a Tam or born a Balmum. Either way, if at the moment he was Makdash it, Kedushas Haguf cannot be Chal because it's already a Balmum. Here at this point, Reish Lakish holds he will not be Chayiv Malkus. That's what Reish Lakish means to say, that Dafka in the case of Tmura, if he's Makdash Derech Tmura, which we see in the Mishnah later on, that Derech Tmura, Kedushas Haguf can be Chal in a Balmum, as opposed to a regular Akdosha, Kedushas Haguf is Nachal. That's what Reish Lakish is suggesting. When the Pasuk says, you're Chayiv Malkus for being Makdash Balmum, it would only mean in the case of Derech Tmura. According to this Pshat, it's very clear what we're proving from the Mishnah later on. This is the whole Teretz of Reish Lakish, is based on that which the Mishnah differentiates between a regular Hakdosha and Hakdosha Derech Tmura. And furthermore, according to this Malach of the Brisk Rav, the next step of the Gemara is very clear. Rabbi Yochanan asks from Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai says that one will be over five if he's Makar of a Balmum, and the cash is that it's not possible ever to be over five. If the only way you could be over on Hakdosha is if it's done Derech Tmura, then you always have six. This kash of the Gemara will read much simpler if you don't like this Mahalach of the Brisk Rav. Now the Maskanas of Gemara, according to this Mahalach, is the same as the other Mahalach. L'maisa, the Gemara concludes, even if one is Makdash a Balmum with a regular Hakdosha, not a Tmura, so Kedushas Haguf cannot be Chal, he'll still be Chayv if he's Makdash it with Kedushas Damim. And that the Gemara says, what is it different than if it would be Makdash a Dekel? And the Gemara says, being Makdash a Dekel is not Zila Milsa, but being Makdash a Balmum is Zila Milsa. Now before we move on to the sheet of Taisis over here in the Sugya, we'll just mention that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Pei Hei, Sifkot and Yud Gimel has a Shaila. Now which one is Chayiv Malkus for being Makdash a Balmum, he says, what is the din in the case where he says Areza Oila on a Balmum, and Lamaisa nothing is Chal, is one Chayiv Malkus. He has an Arichos over there, and he says, even if he'll say that he was over the Avera, but Malkus he should not be Chayiv, because it's Lav Sha'im by Maisa, and in this case, there's no B'dibura Yisav in Maisa, since nothing was Chal. We can take a look in the Minchas Chinuch over there, but Al-Kopanim, we should stress, the whole need of the Minchas Chinuch is only the Maskonas HaSugya. According to the way Rashi learns the Sugya, when Reish Lakish said originally that one is not chayiv for being makdash kedushas domim, he's only chayiv for being makdash kedushas haguf, clearly at that point Reish Lakish must have held that one is chayiv for being makdash balmum even though nothing is chal. Since Reish Lakish wanted to be mechadish that one is only chayiv for being makdash balmum if he's makdash kedushas haguf, and we know from Mishnayos that if one is makdash balmum kedushas haguf, nothing is chal. And we'll just add, even according to the Mahalach, which we said, that in the case where he's makdash with a lashon of areza le'oila, where it was a Tam Shenasa Balmum, over there he's Chayev, his intentions were to be Makdash Kedushas Haguf, and we explained that in that case, when Kedushas Haguf is Nachal, Kedushas Dom will be Chal. Even according to that Mahalach, L'maisa we see, B'das Reish Lakish, one could be Chayev Malkus for being Makdash Kedushas Haguf, even though Kedushas Haguf was Nachal, and like that which the Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest, that he's only Chayev Malkus when it is Chal, the fact that Kedushas Dom was Chal, that Lachar shouldn't make a difference, L'maisa you would still see, not like the Svar of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch was clearly going l'maskana after we know already that there is a Chayiv Malkus for being Makdash Ba'amum Kedushas Damim, so maybe that's the only case for one is Chayiv Malkus. If he's Makdash Kedushas Haguf, and Kedushas Haguf cannot be Chal, maybe in that case there will not be a Chayiv Malkus. That's the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch over there. Once we get to the maskana of our sugyo, maybe the Chayiv Malkus for being Makdash Ba'amum is only Kedushas Dam, not Kedushas Haguf, the opposite of the Havamina, because maybe by Kedushas Haguf, where nothing is Chal, there really he won't be Chayiv. Now, Taisus over here in Dibur Maschel Elo Batam Venasa Balmum has a whole different pshat in this sugya. Taisus learns Reish Lakish was not talking about the lav of being Makdash Balmum, rather he was talking about being Makariv Balmum. Here Reish Lakish was Mechalik, when do we say that one is Chayiv for being Zurik the Dam of the Balmum, or being Makdash the Emurim of the Balmum? That's often a case of Tam Shenasa Balmum. According to Taisus, Tam Shenasa Balmum means at the time he was Makdash, it was a Tam, and it came a Balmum after the Hakdosha. Over there, it was originally Chal Kedushas Haguf. That's where one is Chayiv for being Makar of the Balmum. By shenking in the case of Balmum Meikara, at the time he was Makdash, he was already a Balmum. The Kedushas Haguf is not Chal. According to Taisus, makes no difference if it was born a Balmum or became Balmum after birth. He was not being Mechalik in that point. The one is being Mechalik whether it was a Balmum at the time of the Hakdosha. If it was not a Balmum at the time of the Hakdosha, the Kedushas Haguf was Chal. Then he could be Chayiv for being Makar of it. if it was ready Bamum at the time of the Akdosha, Kedusha Seguf was never Chal, Rish Lakish holds one will not be Chayiv for being Makrevit, it's not a carbon Bechal, never got Kedusha Seguf. Rashi, who learned Rish Lakish, is talking about the love of Akdosha, when one is Chayiv for being Makdosh Bamum, when he's not, so he obviously could not learn Tam Shinasa Bamum, and only became a Bamum after the Akdosha. Obviously, he wouldn't be Chayiv for being Makdosh if it only became a Bamum later. But Tosfos learns we're talking about the lab of the Hakrova, so he could learn that Tam Shinasa Bamum means it only became a Bamum after the Hakdosha, Mashenkin Bamum Meikar, which means it was already Bamum at the time of the Hakdosha. Hakabam, according to Tosfos, the Shaka of Tarif the Gemara was, is one Chayiv for being Makar of a Bamum if it was never Chal on a Kedushas Haguf, and the Maskaras the Gemara, one is Chayiv even if all it had on it was Kedushas Damim. As far as the Hakdosha, Tosfos is Mavur, that was Pashat to Reish Lakish, the one is Aver for being Makdosh a Bamum. Even though when one is Makdash Baal Mum, nothing is Chal, still he's over. But afterwards, to be Chayiv for that Krova, that he cannot be Chayiv on something which does not have Kedusha Saguf. According to Taisis, it would come out that it's not possible a case where one could be over all five Lavin of Makrav Baal Mum, since if it was a Baal Mum, Meikar, he's Chayiv for that Akdosha, but not for that Krova. He's only Chayiv for that Krova in a case where it became a Baal Mum after that Akdosha. In that case, obviously, he won't have the Lav for being Makdash Baal Mum. According to Tosfos, L'chor, the Gemara could have asked right away a kasha Reish Lakish from that which it says that one could be over five lavin. According to Reish Lakish, it's not possible. What the Gemara does ask is from a pasuk, the pasuk of Saruah v'Kolot, the Gemara understands that one is over for Hakrova, even though in that case it could not have been a Balmum after the Hakdosha, it was a Balmum beforehand, so it never has Kedusha Seguf, still one is over for the Hakrova. And that the Gemara answers that we'll be talking about a case of Tmura. In that case, the Kedusha Seguf can be Chal, even though at the time of the Tmura it was a Balmum. And that the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, if so, we don't have a case where there's five lavin, only a case where there's six lavin. According to Tosfos, what the Gemara means to ask on Reish Lakish is, there could never possibly be a case where one is over five lavin. Again, if he was Makdash when it was a Baal Mum, he's over for the Akdosha, but he's not over the lavin of Hakrova, he's only over the lavin of Hakrova if it became a Baal Mum after the Akdosha. The only way he could be over all of the lavin on one animal is through Tmura, but that's the Gemara's Kasha, then already there would be a sixth. According to the way Tosfos learns, the kashu which Rabbi Yechon asked Reish Lakish, you don't have to learn the way that Achronim did with Das Rashi. Rabbi Yechon himself holds that there is no Malkus Bechal of Makdash Baal Mum in a case where he does it derech Tmura. According to Tosfos, what Rabbi Yechon is arguing with Reish Lakish is, you see al-Karcha that one can be Chayiv Malkus for that Krova, even in the case where he's Makdash it as a Baal Mum, because otherwise there'll never be a case where he could be over five Lavin, there'll only be a case of six Lavin. Now Rabbi Yechon Maisa holds that even if one is Makdash it as a Baal Mum, Kedusha Seguf is Nachal, one is still Chayiv for that Krova, that's Maskana Sasugyo. There is still a Shaila which Achronim discussed, and that is, once we say that you can be Chayiv for that Krova even though it does not have Kedusha Saguf, does it at least have to have Kedusha Sdomim? Or do we say, once anyways you're Chayiv, even though there's no Kedusha Saguf, then even if it's Chulin Gomor, one can be Chayiv for Rimakrav Chulin, which is a Baal Mum. Some Achronim, like the Dvar Shol, they learn that once you see the Maskana, you don't need to have Kedusha Saguf in order to be Chayiv for that Krova. The Chayiv, as the Gemara explains, is considered a Bezoin. You know, this behemoth does not have Kedusha Saguf, since it's something which could have been Roy, it could have been a Tomim, and then Roy for the Mizbeach, and you're Makavir as a Baal Mum, therefore you're Chayiv. If so, there's no chilk between whether it has Kedusha Sdom or it's Chulin Gomer, even for Chulin Gomer also you would be Chayiv. However, in the case of Mishnah, in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Esurim, Mizbeach, Halacha Dalid, and the Mishnah Melech over there, it's before they understand, and a Chulin definitely one cannot be Chayiv for a Krovas Baal Mum. Over there they're talking about even Kotchi Bede Kabayis. Since they don't have Kedusha Saguf l'mizbeach, nor Kedusha Sdom l'mizbeach, they have a different type of Kedusha, Kedusha Sbeda Kabayis. One is not Chayiv for being Makar of them with the Mum. According to that, Kol Shekein Chul and Gomer, one will not be Chayiv. There is, however, a need in the Achronim, the Biskarov talks about this, that perhaps even if you will say that on Chul and Gomer, one is not Chayiv for being Makar of a Baal Mum, perhaps in a case where he was Makdash Kedusha Saguf. If we go with the side that being Makdash Kedusha Saguf, although nothing is Chal, still, the din is that one is Chayiv for the Akdosha. Perhaps afterwards, when he does the Akrova, even though the Maaseh it is Chulin, the Kedusha Seguf was Nachal, one will be Chayiv in that case for the Akrova. Although on regular Chulin, one will not be Chayiv for the Akrova, in the case where he was Makdash Kedusha Seguf, he will be Chayiv for the Akrova, even though the Akdosha was Nachal. The Svar will be, and this is quoted by Shem the Briskerov, the Seder Isser of Akrova's Baal Mum is one to take a behemoth which has a Mum and to be Noig with it the way one is usually Noig with the carbon. He goes through the whole Seder, he's Makdash it, and then he's Makrevit. One who does that with a Baal Mum is over on the Dini Hakrova of Baal Mum. If so, since he went ahead and he was Makdash it with the Kedusha Saguf, even though it was Nachal, Laisa is being noig with this Val Mum, the way one is usually noig with the Tomim, he's going through the whole process, he's Makdashit and then he's Makrovit. So even though Laisa in that case, Sagdosh was Nachal, in that case, there is as far as to say that he will be Chayiv on Nakrova, even if you hold the Baderech Kal for Chulin, what is Nachayiv. Now, just to add, the way Rashi learned the Sugya, Rashi learned the whole Sugya is talking about the Hagdosha, not the other Avodos. However, there is a Dirk which Achrayna make from Rashi Dibar Maslo Shemoloi Shaninu, in the end of that Rashi. Rashi of there is coming to explain the Shita of Reish Lakish, what is Nachayiv for the Hagdosha, if his intentions were only to be Makdash Kedushas Domim. So the Lashon of Rashi over there is, Avol Hikdash Bamum Meikara, Bamum Meikara, where we assume he knows that it's Nachal Kedushas Haguf, Loyamina Deloki, the Dikla Ba'almahu, Elam Kain Hikrivai. From the last few words of Rashi, we see that was Pashat Lekuli Alma, that one is Chayiv for being Makriv Abalmum, even in a case where it does not have Kedushas Haguf. Rashi is talking about where his intentions were only to be Makdash Kedushas Domim, and according to Reish Lakish, he held that you're not chayiv for that Kedoshah, but Akapan Rashi over there says that he will be chayiv for that Krova. It sounds like this was partially throughout the Sugya, according to Rashi, that one is chayiv for that Krova of Baal Mum, even if it only had Kedushas Damim. And again, a number of Achrayim say, once ready you don't need to have Kedushas Haguf to be chayiv for that Krova, there won't be any chilik between Kedushas Damim and Chulin Gomor, even on Chulin one will be chayiv for that Krova. Well, Maisa, this was a complicated Sugya, we'll make a brief summary. Basically, we have two Mahalachim in the Sugya, the Mahalach of Rashi, and the Mahalach of Toisis. According to Rashi, the need in the Sugya was Legabe the Hakdosha. Is the Chiyah for being Makdash Shabal Mum only when he's Makdash with Kedushas Haguf, or even when he's Makdash Kedushas Domim? The need in this Legabe what his Kavanah was, not Lamaisa what Tchal. Does it have to be that he had Kavanah to be Makdash Kedushas Haguf to be Chayiv, or is it enough even if he had Kavanah to be Makdash Kedushas Domim? According to what the Brisk Rav suggested, Bedas Rashi, was a step in the middle of the Shak of the Tari of the Gemara, where Reish Lakish held, it's not enough even if he had Kavanah to be Makdash Kedushas Haguf, it has to be that the Kedushas Haguf was Chal. According to that side, the only way to be over for being Makdash Shabal Mum is if it would be done Derech Tmura. The Maaser Rav Eichon holds, and this is the Maskana, even if one was only Makdash Kedushas Domim, also he's Chayiv for being Makdash Shabal Mum. The Pashas will be that the Maskana, one is Chayiv, whether he's Makdash Kedushas Haguf or Kedushas Domim, since all along it was Pashat to Reish Lakish, the one is chayiv for being Makdash Kedushas Haguf. The whole din was a gabe Kedushas Domim, so Pashas the Maskana, he's chayiv for both. There is, however, a tzad of Nachronin that once we get to the Maskana, maybe he's only chayiv for being Makdash Kedushas Domim, for being Makdash Kedushas Haguf, since nothing is chal, maybe over there he would not be over. But again, that would be a chiddush. Pashas would be that in both cases, he'd be chayiv for being Makdash the Baal Mum. We mentioned the Mishnah Daf Chozayin Amud Beis, which is mechalik between different Lashonis, whether he says Lashon of Hariza Oilo, or he said Lashon of Hariza Lo'oilo. We mentioned that according to Reish Lakish, who was mechalik between Baal Mum Meikara and Tamshin Nasa Baal Mum Meikara, we assume that he meant to be Makdash Kedushas Domim, Tamshin Nasa Baal Mum, he meant to be Makdash Kedushas Haguf. You can have to make an akimta in that Mishnah, either that the case of Hareza Oilo is dafka by Tamshin Nasa Baal Mum, or that the din of Hareza Lo'oilo that's dafka by Baal Mum Meikara. Maskana, we don't have to make these akimtas. And when he says Hareza Oilo that's considered a Kedushas Haguf, even in the case of Baal Mum Meikara, when he says Hareza Lo'oilo, that's a Kedushas Domim, even by Tamshin Nasa Baal Mum. Now, according to Rashi, the whole Sugya is discussing the love of being Makdash Baal Mum, not the love of being Makriv Baal Mum. The Sugya does not discuss, nor to be Chayiv for being Makriv, doesn't have to have Kedushas Haguf on it. However, we were dying from Rashi, Dibar Maskel Shem Lo Shaninu, the end of that Rashi, Rashi of there is before that if he's Makdash Kedushas Domim, according to the Reish Lakish, he's not Chayiv for that Kedosha, Rashi says he's only Chayiv for that Krova. From that Rashi, you see that in order to be chayiv for that krova, it does not have to have Kedushas Haguf. And the Pasha says, once it doesn't have to have Kedushas Haguf, it doesn't have to have Kedushas Domim either, even if it was Chulin Gemurin, he would still be chayiv. Now, we mentioned that there was a svar from the Brisk Rav, that one can be chayiv for being Makrov Baal Mum, even if it was Chulin, in a case where he was Makdashit as well. Since he treated this Baal Mum as a regular carbon, he was Makdashit and Makrovit, he could be chayiv for that krova, even though it doesn't have any Kedusha. Here Rashi would be mavur that even without that svar of the Biskarov, also he could be chayiv for being makrev chulin. Because the case of Rashi over here is talking about where he's makdash kedushas domim, not makdash kedushas haguf. The whole svar of the Biskarov is dafkin case where he's makdash kedushas haguf. The case over here where he's makdash kedushas domim, and then he was makrevit, Rashi's mavur, he's chayiv for that krova. There'll be no difference than a case when he takes an animal of chulin which he never tried to be makdash. There also Rashi would hold the chayiv for that krova. In other words, here the Pshat and Rashi would not be based on the svar of the Biskarov. As even an animal which was never Makdash Kedushas Haguf, he can be chayiv for that krova, even though at the time of that krova it was chulin. This is all the shita of Rashi. In the shita of Taisis, Taisis learns the needin of the sugya is the gabri the hakrova, not the gabri the hakdosha. Kipshuta, according to Tosfos, as far as the Hakadosha is concerned, we don't find any chilek between Kedushas Aguf and Kedushas Domim. Whether he tried to be Makdash Kedushas Aguf or he was Makdash Kedushas Domim, either way he would be chayv on the Hakadosha. Again, we do find the Minchas Chinuch had it sad to say that if he was Makdash Kedushas Aguf and nothing was chal, over there he would not be chayv for the Hakadosha. This tzad would be Mechudish. The Pashas would be that he's chayv both for Kedushas Aguf, even though it was not chal, and for being Makdash Kedushas Domim. The Machaikas Bechin and Eshlokish was a gabi a different Nakuda, a gabi that Krova, is one chayv for being Makrav Baal Mum if it did not have Kedushas Aguf. According to Eshlokish, he's chayv only if it did have Kedushas Aguf. Therefore, the only way to be chayv for being Makrav Baal Mum is either for Gat the Mum after the Hakadosha or by Tmura. In those cases, it's possible to be chayv for that Krova because it has Kedushas Aguf even though it's a Baal Mum. I think in the case where it was a Baal Mum before the Hakadosha and he was Makdash in a regular Kedusha, not Tmura, since Kedushas Aguf cannot be chal, he's not going to be chayv according to Eshlokish. And even if he was Makdash in Kedushas Dom and that can be chal, Kedushas Dom according to Eshlokish is not enough to be chayv on the Hakrova. Maskon is like the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, the one is chayv for being makrav a Baal Mum, even if it did not have Kedushas Aguf. So even if it was a Baal Mum, Eikar, and he was Makdash it, but the Kedushas Aguf is not chal, still he'd be chayv on the Hakrova. Here where we have Nidin and Nachoinim, does that mean the Afghan case where he was Makdash at a Kedushas Domim, which is Chal, and then he's Makrav it with Kedushas Domim, that's where Rabbi Yechanan holds that he'll be Chayiv. However, in a case where he was Makdash the Baal Mum with the Kedushas Aguf and nothing is Chal, maybe there Rabbi Yechanan will still hold that he's Potter. The Dvashol and other Achayim assume like the Tzad that once we don't need Kedushas Aguf, and we don't need Kedushas Domim either, there's no mind of having Kedushas Domim over Chulin, he's Chayiv for being Makrav a Baal Mum. However, those arrived from the Kesav Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah that if it's Chulin Gomer, he's not Chayiv. We have the Svar of the Brisk Rav that it would depend. If he was Makdash originally Kedushas Aguf, so he's Chayv on Nakdosha, then already he'll be Chayv on Nakrova as well, since he's Noig with this animal, the way one would be Noig with the Tomim, he's doing the same thing with the Baal Mum, he's being Makdash and being Makrovit. So even though at the time of Nakrova it was Chulin Gomer, still he would be Chayv on Nakrova. If whoever takes a Baal Mum of Chulin, which he was never Makdash, and he goes and he's Makrovit, then he would not be Chayv on Nakrova. This is a summary of the Ikra Nekudais in the Sugya. Now, for the last few minutes, we'll speak about the Suga and Amud Bees, the Machaikos Abaya and Rava, Hamala Ivori Bali Mumin Legabi Mizbeach. Rava says, Oiver Mishum Bar Taktiru Kuloi, Mishum Bar Taktiru Miktasai, and Abaya says, Ein Loken Alav Shebeklolos. Since these two Lavin of Aktoras Miktas and Aktoras Kuloi are learned from the same Pasuk, Vishal Sitnu Mehem, as we saw the Bryce says in the Vav Amud Bees, from the extra word Mehem, we learn even Aktoras Miktas. But since Aktoras Miktas and Aktoras Kulay learn from the same pasuk that's a Lav Shebeklolus, and according to Abai, you're not Chayiv Malkus for Lav Shebeklolus. The Sugya, however, is Mevur, and both Rashi and Tosfos point this out, that Abai understands that which Lav Shebeklolus ain't looking a love, that does not mean to say that one does not get Malkus at all on a Lav Shebeklolus. Rather, what it means to say is that only Chayiv one Malkus, he cannot be Chayiv more than one. This is Mucha from the Hemshech of the Sugya. Abai wanted to answer Apik Aktoras Miktasoy, Va'ayel Kabolos Hadam. He wanted to replace Aktoras Miktas with Kabbalah Saddam. It's Mukach from the Gemara over there that one Malkus he would definitely get for Aktara, for Aktaras Kuloi. That's according to the Girsa that we have before Ninu. But the second one, for Aktaras Miktas, he would not get Malkus. Abai wanted to replace that with Kabbalah Saddam. So the Gemara is clearly Mukach that one Malkus he would get for Lav Shebeklolos. The Maisa of the Gemara brings a Raya from the Brais and Nalik Abaya, and the Gemara leaves off to Yufta the Abaya to Yufta. What exactly was the case where Abaya and Rava argued about Hamala Ivari Bali Mumin Legabi Mizbeach? So Rashi over here says, in Dibur Maschal Ivari, Hanisochim Kimishpat Oila. He wanted to be Makrav of Bal Mum as an Oila, that was his intention, to be Makrav as an Oila, and therefore he was Makter the whole thing. This is where the Machalikas is. According to Abaya, one is only Chayiv one Malkus for Aktoras Kuloi, and according to Rava, he's Chayiv a second Malkus for Aktoras Miktosai. Now this Rashi would be Mashma, that in order to be Mechayiv for Aktoras Kuloi, it would have to be that he was Makter everything, the Basar of the carbon as well. From that which Rashi says that he was Makter the Nesochim, the pieces of Basar, he was Makter that also, as in Oilo, that would be Mashmar that if he was Makter the Baal Mum as a Chatos or Osham, therefore he was not Makter the Basar, only the Imurim, even if he was Makter all of the Imurim, for that he would only be Chayiv one Chatos. In order for it to be considered Aktoras Kuloi, it would have to include the Basar. And if the case has to be talking about that his intentions were to bring it as a carbon oila. Now obviously it doesn't mean that it really is a carbon oila. It cannot be chal in a kedusha saguf since it had a mum. But upon his kavana was to bring it as a carbon oila. Therefore he brought the whole thing. That's where he could be over for Aktoras Kulay. Now back on the Vav and Mabez where the Braise is brought, Hamakdish Bali Mum Legabi Mizbeach over Mishim Chamisha Shemois. So the Lashon of Rashi over there in Dibur Masla Hamakdish Bali Mumin, Rashi says, Vektiran Kulan La'ila. Which is Mashmal Derech the Rashi over here in the Zayin Amud Beis. The case is talking about he was makter the whole thing as a korban eilah. Where the following dibur maschal of Rashi over there, on that which the Braisa says from the pasuk ve'isha le'sitnu mehem, we don't elu ishim en li'ala kula mitzasim inayin tamal leiru mehem. So Rashi in dibur maschal elu ishim he says haktaras eimurim. There Rashi does not use the word eivarim or nesachim, like he does in Zayin Amabeis, where he uses the lashon of eimurim. Eimurim usually refers to the chalavim and the internal organs. The mashmaris of that Rashi would be that if he brought that, all of the eimurim, that would be considered haktaras kulay. How that fit with the previous Rashi and the Rashi over here in Daf Zayin Amabeis. In the Shurim from Abdav Salvatric, he wants to say, l'chari, what Rashi would mean is, it depends on his kavana. So though we're talking about the case where the Balmum doesn't have any kedush on it at all, he's understanding that even if the behemoth is chul, and also he'll be chay for a kravas balmum, the behemoth is chul, and yet still, what was his kavanah to bring this as a carbon? If his kavanah was to bring it as an eilah, then it'll only be considered aktaras kuloy if he brings the imurim and the basar as well. Mashaykin, if his kavanah was to bring it as a chatas va'osham, then if he's makter of the imurim, that already would be considered aktaras kuloy, because that's all there is to be makter on a chatas and an osham. One can take a look over there in the Shir Reb David. Is a further discussion on this nidoin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.